It's the Darren Copeland Experience. You've never heard anything like it.
So you want to know why electronica and raves were so good for me?
Why?
Because of all these songs, I'm like, da ba la ba la ba la, boop, boop.
Yeah. It's all mixing it in.
Ba ba la ba la ba la, boop, boop. Because even songs that I like, I always like the ones that are like, boop, boop. Because I really like the bass. Yeah. So I really like, you know, I really got into reggae for a while, but I really like the boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
And, but then I always like the kind of the squeaks and the giggles that are up at the top end, too. So,
yeah.
Squeak, squeak. Doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo. Beep, beep. So,
got that going for you.
So I got that going for me. I was listening to actually a very interesting discussion. It was a discussion about what we've been talking about is what do you do if you're the Rockies? You're sort of in this conundrum where, you know, you feel like you're going to be better next year than you are this year. And I was listening on the radio to Troy Rank and Patrick Saunders go at it, talking about this. And Troy Rank was on the side of, I just don't think you need to go crazy making a move right now. You don't, which makes a lot of sense. You have a good thing going, keep it going. And Patrick Saunders says, listen, for a team that hasn't been to the playoffs since 2009, has only been to the playoffs three times in your existence, you need to do everything you can.
To get to the playoffs?
Yes.
Just make the playoffs or win a
series?
It
doesn't matter. No, get to the playoffs.
Okay.
If you do not make the playoffs, there is 0% chance of winning the World Series.
Well, if you don't make a move and you don't make the playoffs, then I think it's going to upset your fan base too.
I think it will upset your fan base. But here's the other, and here's what he said to continue this.
Okay.
Is, okay, you get a one-game series. You win that one-game series, and you got the Dodgers waiting for you. Okay.
All right.
Well, you know what? Who's not scared of the Dodgers? We are not scared of the Dodgers.
No. We play them.
I mean, we've handled them. I mean, lately they've handled us, but it's not as though we're shaking in our boots to face them.
No. And they'll have a nice warm-up against them. I think we finished the season with the Dodgers.
Yes, and I guarantee you that we're going to win another series with the Dodgers before this is over.
Oh.
At least one. We're still in contention to win the series from them, for God's sakes. So I'm not scared of the Dodgers.
Rockies shouldn't be either.
Yeah, well, if I'm the Rockies, I shouldn't be scared of them.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, you need to do something. And Patrick made these points. Listen. Is Holland going to be around next year? That's a big, big if, and that's probably a no.
If we do, if he is, he's going to be getting paid.
He's going to be getting paid. Well, he's going to be getting paid anyway.
Yeah, anywhere he goes, but he's going to be getting paid if he stays here.
He's going to be getting paid to stay here, and you don't know if that's something that the Rockies are definitely going to want to do. Now, I believe that one of the people that you need to pay a lot of money to is a closer. A guy who makes you feel comfortable in that ninth spot is someone that you need to pay a lot of money to. It feels kind of weird, like kind of when I realized that left tackles have to make a lot of money, but left tackles have to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
And the same deal comes with closers. You need, you know, yeah, you can have starters, but you need a closer.
Yes. You need that guy that you're up a run. He's going to go in and win the game.
Yes. You need a catcher. You need a better catcher because your catchers right now combined are the worst in the National League in offense and defense.
Ooh.
So you need something there. And the thing is, listen, you know, after next year, Blackman and LeMahieu will be free agents. After 2019, Nolan Arenado will be a free agent. So it's not like this team is looking to stick around. I mean, you could, but those are a lot of big-time players looking for big-time contracts, and I don't think the Rockies are going to be willing to pay it out. So you need to win now. You need to win now is what Patrick Saunders was saying, and I completely agree with this. I mean, I joke about it. You know, I always say that when I read the book Bill Bryson's A Short History of Nearly Everything.
Yes.
That book made me, I mean, I'm not religious, but that book made me believe that there's a God because my God. We could be dead at any second. you know, supernovas and asteroids and plagues and frogs and crocodiles. I mean, unbelievable. You know, it is as if we are on this precarious balancing act called Earth, and it's amazing that we're around still. But with that in mind, why are you waiting for a year? What if Yellowstone supervolcano goes off? You had a chance to win the World Series this year.
And you blew it.
And you blew it because you were thinking next to next year, and then all of a sudden the supervolcano came off.
There's no more baseball.
Yeah, you won't be worrying about it for long, but you'll be worrying about it. You could have gone out as the World Series champions.
Yeah.
Instead, you went out as, maybe they should have made a trade.
That'd be like forever. You'd be the World Series champion forever because you'd be the last one.
Yes.
But yes.
But you need to make a trade. You need to make a trade to make a good one. A big trade.
What happens if they do make a trade and they don't even make the playoffs?
Well, listen, we tried to make it better. It didn't work out.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I would prefer that, to see the Rockies do that.
Hey, at least we tried.
At least they tried, because as I know the Rockies, come trade down the line, they're not doing anything, usually.
They've always done something at the trade deadline, but sometimes it's just very minor.
It's just, yeah. Well, it's either just getting ready and preparing for the future.
Listen, I remember I was in the KOA studio when Jeff Kingery called from the plane to tell us the news that that Brett Saberhagen had been traded to the Rockies in that 1995 season.
Oh, yeah.
And that was considered that was a huge, huge name.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, huge.
But he wasn't at the peak of his career then.
He wasn't at the peak of his career. And you know, it was before the humidor, and it was before, and he struggled here. Turned out he was injured, but we didn't know. But that was a huge trade. The next year they went out and they got Bill Swift, former Cy Young winner. From the Giants. I mean, he was okay. You know, then they went out and they got, but he was okay. Like, he was better than Saberhagen was.
Yeah.
I mean, then they went out and they got, they've always tried to make big trades. It's just that the problem is, and this is why a lot of Rockies fans are so gun-shy about bringing in a
really big name.
A really big name frontline pitcher.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is because too many of them. Okay.
Have not succeeded here.
Yeah. Okay. The list goes from, Saberhagen. Swift stayed here a couple of years, but wasn't the same, obviously. You had Daryl Kyle, who did not pitch well here. Mike Hampton, who did not pitch well here. Danny Nagel, who did not pitch well here. I mean, you know, there was, I mean, that was pretty much the end of it.
Yeah.
So, but if you get the right pitcher in here, you need to get a guy and this is why I keep arguing for Verlander. Now, I talked that we should trade for Verlander has a no trade clause, and I'm quite certain that the Rockies are probably one of the teams that he would never be willing to get traded to.
Maybe because, he changes mind now this season.
Well, see, if you're the type of guy who I believe you are.
Uh-huh.
So if I'm talking to Verlander now. So pretend you're Verlander.
Yes. Okay. Smoking hot wife or girlfriend.
Girlfriend, yeah. Kate Upton, yes.
Really good pitcher.
So you're ignoring what I'm saying. You're just looking at your super hot girlfriend, Kate Upton.
Yeah. Got it.
What I'm telling you is if you think you can come and make a difference.
Okay.
And be the stopper and be the number one guy and come in here, okay, you might get roughed up. Your ERA might be higher than it was in Detroit. But are you the type of guy that can come in and just be a hard-nosed dude and, go against Clayton Kershaw at Dodger Stadium in game one?
Nolan going to be there?
Nolan will be there.
Okay.
Nolan told me and a lot of other people yesterday he's not going to take another day off.
Okay. Can I get a helicopter?
Maybe later.
Okay.
You mean one of those where I spin you around?
Yeah.
Okay. but you need, if you can get a guy who can go toe-to-toe with a Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah.
So a Clayton Kershaw... Verlander matchup in game one at LA looks a lot better for the Rockies in that context.
Gives me Warren Tingley's.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because you know that the Rockies, you've seen the Rockies this season get to Clayton Kershaw in LA.
Oh, yeah.
The first time that he sent back-to-back was in L.A. Dodgers, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the first time that Clayton Kershaw ever went back, had ever had guys go back-to-back off him in his career was against the Rockies in L.A., I believe. It might have been here.
I'm trying to remember. I think that was here.
Either way, okay, but what do you say?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's
but
still...
But the Rockies early in the season took 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers there. They can take, but once you have a Verlander, Clayton Kershaw matchup, and then you've lost game one, well, then what are you going to do? What are the Dodgers going to do? Because all of a sudden they've got the, oh dear, we're just going to blow another.
Oh no.
Yeah, they've got a lot of the Washington
Nationals. We spent all this money.
Yes. The same thing that they said last year when they got bounced.
We spent
the same
all
thing
this
they
money.
Did years the year before when they got bounced.
Who spent all this money?
And the same thing they said the year before that and they got bounced.
What happened to all that money?
Yes. That's why you need to make a move as big as possible.
Shoot for the stars, baby.
Yes.
Shoot for the stars.
Today is called the present. That's why it's a gift.
All right.
Or something like that.
That was a good one.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.
Your folks might understand.